So we're here at Stutchley Community Centre, and I'm with...
Mohammed Hafiz.
And you're a local man?
Yes.
How long have you lived in Stutchley?
Well, we've been here for about 10 years now. And prior to that, as a child, I was living with my parents since the age of, like, 8 onwards. And we went to local schools, used the local baths here, the local library, and generally just like to see the area regenerated. And it'd be nice to actually have somewhere to take my kids and spend time with them and see how we can get it all generated.
And what are your memories of the baths? You said you used to swim there as a little
kid. I used to come there with my school, Dame Elizabeth Cadbury's I was at, and I used to come there with the school and on, you know, holiday time, summer, etc. And we used to spend quite a bit of time there because it was one of the activities we could do on our own or with school.
And is there any specific stories you've got about anything that might be quite funny?
I do remember we were the sports days we used to have at the end of each term when we were allowed to do anything and everything, basically, you know, without any rules, basically. There was no rules and it was just enjoy yourselves. And that was the best day, I think, of the year to do that.
Okay, so what have you thought about the way that the baths has been over the last...
Oh, it is a disgrace, I think, you know, because the money hasn't gone into it and they've had to shut down. And for the locals, it's not good. I don't personally think it's the right way to go, especially with the older buildings and the heritage of our country. And we should always keep on top of these things.
So what are your aspirations for the future of Stutchley Baths then?
Well, they're bringing on a new project, which I've just been told about, which looks promising for my children and myself. We could enjoy as a family, or the kids could enjoy on their own, which would be great, you know.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay.